Now, back to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a guest on the line, a returning guest, Sean Murphy, who is on the senior staff of Pruce Pets in the Reptile Room. Welcome back to the show, Sean.
That's good to be back.
Hey, we appreciate your coming back. Sean, it's Guinness Book of World Records time. Tell us what's going on since you broke the record.
Guinness actually had me go out to L.A. and appeared on a TV show called Guinness World Records Gone Wild. I was there with, I think, 8 other contestants, and everybody had a different thing that they were doing. So I broke the record officially this time while taping the show, and they presented me a makeshift certificate right there. So I've just been waiting to hear back from them, and actually yesterday DHL left me a my package was ready, so I'm hoping to get it today.
Oh, that's fantastic. I know it was hard fought and well-deserved. Tell us a little bit about the actual experience when you went out. We all got to experience the big event at Pruce Pets, and you did a great job there.
Yeah, but tell the listeners who weren't there and who aren't eating breakfast exactly what it is that you did.
Well, I was able to fit 16 adult Madagascar hissing cockroaches into my mouth.
And that was quite an amazing feat. There was a little bit of gag reflex, but you got through it.
Yeah, it's a little tough. Like even mentally, just thinking about it, I gag a little bit each time.
So did our audience.
Now, at that particular event at Pruce Pets, we actually had it as a charity event, and memory serves me right, we raised quite a bit of cash.
Yeah, we raised, I know it was over $2,000, but I want to say it was like $2,200 for the Harris Nature Center.
Yeah.
They're building a new lookout for the Red Cedar River. So this will hopefully get them well on their way to being one of the forefronts in education around here.
It did help, and I am on the board there, the foundation board, the kind of money-raising arm of that particular organization. And I can tell you that we're in the final planning stages, and hopefully this, with a little good fortune, this spring we'll be able to break ground and do something really fantastic like that. So let's get back to the journey out west, because it sounded a little bit more exciting than you presented in this immediate, recap. A little surprise visitor came on board that you weren't expecting. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, at the last minute, unbeknownst to me or the other person, they decided to make it a head-to-head competition with what was the current record holder at the time, Jungle John. Jungle John is a nationally known figure in the animal world for doing presentations, animal education, and he holds two or three Guinness World Records related to animals. One was the cockroaches in the mall. Another one was laying in a coffin with X amount of superworms. It was like 10,000 superworms, something like that. So I got there, and it was a huge surprise. I was in a tent with the other contestants talking about what we were each doing, and all of a sudden he just comes up to me, and he's like, "So you're the guy I'm facing." And I'm like, "Wait, what?" He goes, "Yeah, we're going head-to-head today." So I had no idea, so that was quite a shock, but it really added to the competition. They placed us both up on stage. We each had a container of cockroaches in front of us, and we were in front of a live studio audience of about 100 people or so, and it was right in downtown L.A. near the Staples Center, and there's a couple of concerts and things going on, so there was actually probably a total of about 500 or 600 people walking around us at the same time.
I bet you got their attention real quick.
Oh, yeah, that was something else, because most of the other things were set up and people knew what was going to happen, but they kept ours a secret because they wanted the shock value of it when they revealed them.
Of course.
So, they had a couple containers sitting out, their blankets over them, and then when Jeannie Kennedy, the host, announced what we were doing and then pulled up the sheet to show what there was, the whole crowd just got this disgusted look on their face. And there's lots of like U's and ah's and everything else.
Now, how about, what was his name, Jungle whoever?
Jungle.
Okay, so how did he do? How did he perform?
He did okay. I mean, I beat him, obviously. His previous record was 6, and he actually did 8 this time.
Okay, okay. So half of what you did.
Yeah, he bowed out at 8, and, you know, it was kind of a friendly competition. I don't want to say too much about it, but I could tell there was a little animosity, being that, you know, he didn't want to go head-to-head with somebody. But as he bowed out, you know, I was still putting cockroaches in my mouth, and then went up and shook his hand and, you know, bid him farewell. And
Did you shake his hand while you were putting the cockroaches in his mouth?
I hope not.
Your mouth?
I hope not.
Yeah, I was still putting him in my mouth as I had everybody clap for him, and then shook his hand, and then I continued.
Well, you're quite the maestro.
Yeah.
I'm very impressed.
Well, Sean, all I can say is when they have the M&M in your mouth contest, then give me a call. But until then,
I'll go head to head with you on that one.
Well, I think a few people in our audience might as well. But congratulations on what you did. Getting into the Guinness Book of World Records is no small feat. Any records that you're planning on breaking in the future?
Not offhand that I can think of. I sure as hell won't be doing cockroaches anytime soon.
Yeah, you might want to pitch the campaign. I know you're going for local naturalist. Do you want to talk about that?
Oh, yeah. They're the Top of the Town Awards presented by the Lansing State Journal City Pulse every year. I think yesterday was actually the last day of voting.
I'm sorry.
Somebody had put me in as best local environmentalist kind of as a joke, but I already know offhand that I got at least 3 or 4 dozen votes for it.
So. Well, there you go. I hope you win that.
Well, best of luck, Sean Murphy. We've been talking with Sean Murphy, the senior staff of the Reptile Room at Pruce Pets, and congratulations on your accomplishment, Sean.
Thank you very much.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. And Rick, we've reached that time again that we reach every week. We're just out of time. So on behalf of our producer, Mark Price, and my co-host in the studio, Rick Pruce, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great weekend and a great week ahead. We'll see you next weekend on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And please take good care of your pets. Have a great week, everybody.